we've got a current Toronto athlete on the line. We know this guy's playing at Scotiabank this year.
Yes, indeed.
That is a guarantee. We don't know what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard, but Tyson Barrie is playing for the Maple Leafs, and he will be in Toronto, and he joins us now making his debut on Overdrive. What's going on, Tyson?
Nothing, guys. Just down in Victoria, BC, hanging out with my dog here, enjoying a nice, relaxing afternoon. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. I mean, there's a lot of excitement in the city to have you aboard, and we were just talking about Kawhi Leonard and the idea of people in Toronto welcoming him here. What's the relationship been like so far? It's only been a couple of days since the deal went down, but how much contact have you had with the Maple Leafs, and how comfortable are you now that this is a reality, you are going to be a Maple Leaf?
Yeah, it was a crazy, I would say, 24, 48 hours there. And, you know, going through a lot of emotions, you know, leaving Denver where I've been for my whole career and then, you know, being able to join a team like the Maple Leafs, and just a lot of ups and downs. But a lot of guys have reached out to me, a lot of players, and talked to their GM and the coach and a lot of their trainers, and everyone's just been so helpful, and it sounds like they're going to make it real easy transition for me, and I'm getting very excited to you know, join the team.
So, Tyson, obviously you're joining a team that's got championship aspirations. When you look at this defense core, where do you see yourself fitting in the hierarchy?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're bringing me in. I know that they've the fans have been on them there a little bit about the right side on D, and that's obviously where I play, and I'm a guy who likes to jump in the rush and support the play and move the puck quick and try to create some offense off the back end. And obviously, I'd like to help out on the power play, too. So I think it's a good fit for myself and the team, and I hope I'm the piece that they're missing to kind of push them over the edge.
With Tyson Barrie, you put up some monster numbers the past couple of years. Now, Colorado, you guys had some pretty good offensive players there as well. You're walking into a situation where there's a ton of offensive potency on this team. What do you think your ceiling could be this year in terms of points, and what kind of production are you hoping to put up, considering you are going to be a UFA at the end of the year?
Yeah, oh gosh, I mean, I've been lucky to play with some great players in Colorado, and then obviously being moved to the Leafs, it's you know, it's a pretty star-studded lineup, and they got some guys who can score and make plays, so it's super exciting for me to join. And I've never gone into a season trying to put a number on you know, what I want to do, but I just want to keep trying improving and building off what I've done. And I don't think I've hit my ceiling yet, so you know, with these guys up front and you know, the guys who can move the puck on the back end, I hope you know, my ceiling's quite a bit higher than what I've done in the past. So I'm really excited and looking forward to it.
With Tyson Barrie. Okay, with that in mind, I got to bring up this Eric Johnson Instagram post where I guess he kind of outed you here that I guess you used to say when you were in Colorado, if you ever played in Canada, you'd win a Norris. You're going to be in Canada.
Yeah.
Are you calling your shot? You going to win a Norris this year or what?
Oh, man, wouldn't that be something? But no, I actually don't recall ever saying that to him. But, I mean, that's the goal for every defenseman. So if I can take my game to another level, but I'm certainly not sure where he got that. So maybe my dad was chirping him or something. But he's a good buddy of mine. And going to miss all those guys back there. And we had a lot of good times and friendship for the last a lifetime. So I'm sure he's just kind of poking shots at me on Instagram.
Well, that's, you know, it's, but you know what, Tyson, there, that Western Conference vibe has been expressed by, I think, Drew Doughty essentially said in the past, playing in LA, putting up monster numbers, not dissimilar to the numbers you put up. He always felt like he maybe didn't get the type of voter recognition because he was playing in a Western time zone. I mean, do you feel that's the case? And do you feel maybe your profile will be raised by playing in this market?
Well, I think definitely your profile gets raised, but I mean, I'm not in a position to compare myself to Drew Doughty and what he's done. I think, you know, if you look at the ballots, he was probably getting a couple hundred votes instead of, you know, 1,000, whereas I think I was getting one or two votes. So I'm not saying anything like that. I think that you definitely get a little more exposure playing out in the East. And I mean, Toronto's the mecca of hockey, and I'm super excited to go and join the team and, you know, kind of see what the city and the fans and all the media has to offer. It's going to be exciting.
With Tyson Barrie, so you said you're in BC, you're from BC, the West Coast. I wouldn't say there's a ton of like born and raised Leaf fans out there necessarily. Are you going to try to sell some people to jump on a bandwagon, or how difficult is that going to be back in BC?
You know what? I don't think it's going to be too tough. My grandpa was a diehard Leaf fan growing up, and I've got some loyal friends who will follow it. But I mean, it's Canuck country out here, so yeah. I think you know, I've got my loyal fans that might come with me. But I mean, if we win, it'll be a lot easier to sell it. So Stanley Cup would go a long way.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's going to be an experience for you. I mean, we always hear that from players. Wait till you head out to Western Canada as a Maple Leaf. Like half the building is going to be Leaf fans. It's going to be an experience. Is that something you're looking forward to? Is there one kind of Maple Leaf experience you're really banking on and you're looking forward to experiencing?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think that playing for the Leafs and going into Montreal and playing there would be pretty incredible. And I know they've got some great rivalries with Boston and. I mean, there's so much that comes along with wearing a Leaf sweater that I have to look forward to and I've never experienced. And I mean, it's going to be an exciting year for me, from the home opener to, you know, the first time playing Colorado and many more things along the way. So it's a lot to wrap my head around, but all I have to do is just train and prepare and try to deliver on what people are expecting of me, and I'm excited for it.
Have you had much dialogue with the team? Have you spoken with Mike Babcock since you were acquired?
Yeah. I talked with Babs the night I got traded, and we had a good chat. And he kind of laid out some expectations and just you know, kind of where I'd fit in. And I'll leave that to him to let the media know. I'm not sure how it works out there in Toronto. I think it's a little different than Denver. So
yeah.
But yeah, we had a good chat, and I'm just. Super, and all the guys have reached out to me, and it's been great. They've all been texting me saying how excited they are, and kind of welcomed me to the team and let me know if I need any help or anything in Toronto. So it seems like a great group of guys. I know a couple of them, and can't wait to get it going.
Well, you know, four seasons into the Babcock era, I think we might know a few of the things he expects from defensemen, and one of them is always you got to keep it out of the net, Tyson. How do you sort of go about balancing that? You know, you're obviously, you know, very talented on the offensive side of the puck, but how do you balance your, you know, ability to jump into the rush with the idea that a coach like Babcock doesn't want you out there if you're a big minus?
Yeah, I think for me, it's something I've been working on, you know, since I was, you know, came into the league. It's a fine line as an offensive defenseman, because you want to be able to create and, you know, make plays and jump in the rush. And, you know, you're going to take some risks, but they have to be, you know, calculated. And I think it's something that I've worked on, and I've got a pretty good hold on it. In this last couple of years, I think I've gotten a lot better at it. So I'm excited to see how I fit into this team and this system. And I'm sure they'll have a couple things to even help me get my game to the next level.
Well, we're looking forward to having you in town come the fall. I think Leaf fans, again, really excited to see you in a Maple Leaf uniform. So congrats on the deal. Enjoy the rest of the summer, and we'll catch you in town in September.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tyson.
Tyson Berry.